Tribhuvan International Airport now resembles a military base with planes, helicopters, soldiers, and airmen from numerous countries, not all of them on good terms with each other, converging here for a humanitarian cause. America's ambassador here welcomed a USAID disaster assistance response team, spearheading a $10 million aid package.
Government Nepal is doing very well, given their resources and the situation they have to deal with. This quake of this size would challenge any government, and they're a good partner. I met with the Prime Minister this morning. I offered him all the assistance that may be required, and we'll ramp up.
The airfield, however, has been so choked with evacuation flights and other responding aircraft, they have prevented new planes from landing, packed with rescue teams and desperately needed food, medicine, and water.
Finally, the 70 members of the Japan Disaster Relief Team are on the ground here in Nepal and can get to work. But precious hours have been lost with perhaps hundreds, if not thousands, of people trapped in the rubble beneath collapsed buildings all over the Kathmandu Valley.
Among the first places some of the Japanese team went was Kastamandip, Kathmandu's namesake, one of Nepal's most notable pagodas. There they joined Germany's search squad. At least 21 bodies have been recovered from the rubble. Neighborhood shopkeepers say they are certain there are more buried. Jayanti Shrestha says she saw two Asian male foreigners snapping photos at the pagoda before it was destroyed by the quake.
I was returning from the washroom and one man pulled me and shouted, "Run!" Just at that moment, the temple sliced like a cake and entered my shop.
The scope of the disaster is exemplified by Nepal's urgent request for 300,000 tents. The United Nations says 8 million people have been affected by the quake. Tents throughout Kathmandu are not only sheltering tens of thousands whose homes have been damaged or destroyed, they are also refuges of solace, where the mostly Hindu population is praying that one of Asia's poorest nations will have better fortunes ahead. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kathmandu.